If you have $750,000 saved for retirement, you're either going to run out of money in 12 years or live comfortably for 30 plus years. The difference is five specific decisions. My name's Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. And in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to show you exactly which path you're on and how to fix it if you're headed toward disaster. And for the purpose of this video, I'm going to talk about two people I met with over 3 years ago, both age 65 and both had $750,000 saved for retirement. Couple A followed conventional wisdom, the 4% rule, took Social Security at 65, and took the standard Medicare. 3 years later, they're cutting their grocery budget, and they're terrified every time they check their account balance. Couple B made five specific changes I'm about to show you. They just booked a month in Italy, they're helping their grandkids with college, and their portfolio has grown despite spending $35,000 per year. In the next 10 minutes, I'm gonna walk you through those exact five changes. And if you implement all five, you'll turn $750,000 into more than enough to retire comfortably until age 95 and beyond. But miss even one of these, and you could be part of the 43% of retirees who run out of money and have to go back to work in their 70s. Let's make sure that doesn't happen to you. Now, these aren't just five random tips. They're all connected. Miss one piece and the others fall apart. Get all five right and $750,000 becomes more than enough. And here's what we're covering in today's episode. Change number one is the new withdrawal formula. Why the 4% rule will destroy your retirement in 2025. Change number two, the $140,000 tax strategy. How to keep an extra $140,000 in your pocket over 20 years. Change number three is Social Security timing. This one decision is worth $237,000. Change number four is the healthcare cost shield, protecting you against the $315,000 surprise. And change number five is the flexibility framework. This adds 12 years to your money, and these are all connected. For example, if you get Social Security timing wrong in change number three, it destroys your tax savings in change number two. So watch all the way through because change number five, the flexibility framework, that's the secret that makes everything else work. So let's dive into the first one that's quietly destroying retirement plans right now. Change number one, the new withdrawal formula. Here's the mistake costing retirees 8 to 10 years of their retirement. They're using 1994 math in a 2025 world. The 4% rule was created by William Benjamin in 1994. Back then, 10-year treasury bonds yield 7%. Inflation averaged 3%. If you do the math, 7% return minus 3% inflation equals 4% real return. The 4% rule worked perfectly. Now you fast forward to 2025, bond yields are about 4.3%. Inflation has averaged about 4.8% over the last 5 years. That's 4.3% minus 4.8%, which equals negative 0.5% real return. The 4% rule doesn't just fail now, it's actively dangerous. Here's what the math actually shows for $750,000. A 4% fixed withdrawal, money runs out at age 78. 12 years short of 90. The 3.5% fixed withdrawal, money lasts until age 87. Better, but still risky. The 3-4% variable withdrawal, money lasts past age 95, so the clear winner. That variable approach is the key, and here's how it works. When you have a good market year and your portfolio is up 10+%, withdraw 4% or $30,000. When you have a normal year, a portfolio is flat to 0.5%, withdraw 3.7% or about $28,000. In a down market year where the portfolio is down 10+%, withdraw 3% or $22,500. This flexibility alone adds 7 to 9 years to your money. And let me show you the real numbers. Starting at age 65 with $750,000 using a 3.5% variable withdrawals with 6% average returns. At age 70, you have $782,000 remaining. At age 80, $654,000 remaining. At age 90, $287,000 remaining. And at age 95, about $94,000 remaining. Compare that to the 4% rule where you're broke at 78. But here's the problem. Even this perfect withdrawal rate gets destroyed if you're pulling money from the wrong accounts in the wrong order. Which brings us to the $140,000 tax mistake. So change number two, the $140,000 tax strategy. Here's the tax trap that blindsides most retirees. At age 73, the IRS forces you to start withdrawing money from your 401k and traditional IRA, whether you need the money or not. These are called required minimum distributions, or RMDs. For someone with $500,000 in a traditional 401k at age 73, your first RMD is about $18,800. Combined with Social Security of $30,000, that's $48,868 in taxable income. You just got pushed into the 22% tax bracket, paying about $4,200 in federal taxes on money you didn't even want to withdraw. Over 20 years, that's $83,000 plus in unnecessary taxes, and it gets worse every year as the RMD percentage increases. So here's how to save $140,000 in taxes over your retirement. The three-bucket withdrawal sequence. Bucket number one is taxable investment accounts, your brokerage account, your savings account, your high-yield money market. From age 65 to age 70, withdraw that money first. Why? Because they have the lowest tax rates. Qualified dividends are taxed at 0 to 15%. How much? $25,000 to $30,000 per year. This lets your 401k keep growing tax deferred. Bucket number two is your tax deferred accounts, your pre-tax 401k and traditional IRA. You do this between ages 70 to 85. You withdraw strategically. Start with RMDs, supplement as needed. Avoid tax bracket spikes. Bucket number three is the tax-free bucket, Roth IRA, Roth 401k. This is typically the account you withdraw from last, unless you need flexibility in certain years where you might be bumped over to the next tax bracket. So you're going to be doing this later in your retirement, usually age 80 and beyond. Why? Because there's no RMDs, there's no taxes. You have pure flexibility. Take whatever you need tax-free. This is your tax-free money or your legacy money to leave at the end of it all. But here's the game changer most advisors miss. Between ages 65 to 72, before RMDs kick in, convert $25,000 to $30,000 per year from your traditional IRA to a Roth. Pay the taxes now, but watch this math. Let's say you convert $27,000 a year for 7 years. That's $189,000 total. At a 12% tax bracket, you paid about $22,680 in taxes, and you avoided taxes later. Your RMDs on $500,000 over 20 years equals about $650,000 withdrawn. Your tax rate, 22 to 24% bracket. The taxes you would have paid, about $143,000 to $156,000. Your net savings, about $120,000 to $133,000. Plus, lower RMDs mean lower Medicare Part B premiums. That saves you another $15,000 to $20,000 over retirement. Total tax savings, about $140,000. But this tax strategy only works if you time Social Security correctly. Get that wrong and you'll lose half these savings, which brings us to the $237,000 decision. Okay, quick gut check. Are you currently taking money from your 401k first? If so, you're doing it backwards. Pause this video right now, look at your last withdrawal and see which bucket it came from. I'm gonna wait for you. All right, done, good. Because what I'm about to show you in change number three is the single biggest financial decision you'll make in retirement. And 62% of people get it completely wrong. Number three is Social Security timing. This one decision, when to claim Social Security, is worth about $237,000 over your lifetime. Yet 62% of people claim early and lose that money forever. Now, I have a whole proprietary framework called the Secure Social Security Decision Framework that allows you to make this decision not just about numbers. What I'm showing you is how to maximize your Social Security. Now, if you have $750,000, this decision on Social Security is much more impactful than someone that has $1.5 or $2 million. And that's why a Social Security decision framework is really helpful. For the purpose of this episode, we're going to talk about how to maximize your benefits. If you claim at 62, you're going to get $2,100 a month, which is $25,200 per year. The lifetime total to age 90, about $705,000. Claim at 67, full retirement age, about $3,000 a month. That's $36,000 per year. Lifetime total to age 90, $828,000. Delay until 70, that's $3,700 a month. $44,640 a year. Lifetime total to age 90, $893,000. That's a $187,000 difference between claiming at 62 versus 70. But here's what the calculators don't show you. When you take Social Security early at 62, it stacks on top of your 401k withdrawals and pushes you possibly into higher tax brackets. Remember that tax bomb we just diffused? Taking Social Security at 62 rearms it. So let's say you're 62 with $750,000. You take Social Security about $25,200 per year, plus withdraw $20,000 from your 401k. That's $45,200 in taxable income. You're in the 12% bracket. Not terrible. But at 73, RMDs kick in. Now it's Social Security, $25,200 plus RMDs at $28,000, which equals $53,200. You just jumped up to the 22% tax bracket if you file single. Over 20 years, that's an extra $40,000 to $50,000 in taxes. So here's what couple B did. The optimal sequence that adds $237,000. Age 65 to 70, the bridge years, they lived off a taxable brokerage account, about $30,000 per year. They did some small Roth conversions, about $25,000 per year, and they paid minimal taxes and stayed in the 12% tax bracket. So in this case, they let their Social Security grow 8% per year. The total cost was $180,000 from a brokerage account, which they had plenty of. Now at age 70, we flip the switch. We start Social Security at the maximum, $3,700 per month, which equates to about $45,000 per year. Reduce portfolio withdrawals to $26,250 per year, which was 3.5% of a $750,000 portfolio. So the total income was almost $71,000 per year. By waiting just 5 years from 65 to 70, here's what you gain. Extra Social Security, 70 versus 65, is $187,600 over your lifetime. Tax savings from lower RMDs, about $35,000 over 20 years. Roth conversion benefits, about $14,000 in lower Medicare premiums. So the total advantage is about $237,000. That's 32% of your original nest egg created just by being patient 5 years. But there's one expense that can destroy even perfect Social Security time, and it's the single biggest cost shock in retirement, and most people have zero plan for it. So let me show you how to protect against it. So change number four is the healthcare cost shield. $315,000. That's the average healthcare cost for a couple retiring at 65 and living to age 90. $315,000. And here's what terrifies people. Medicare only covers about 62% of that. You're personally responsible for $120,000 to $140,000 out of pocket. So where does that money go? Here's the brutal breakdown. Medicare Part B premiums, $174 a month. Times two people times 25 equals $104,000. Medicare Part D prescriptions, $50 a month times two people times 25 years equals $30,000. Medigap Plan G, $180 a month times two people times 25 years equals $108,000. Dental, vision, hearing, $250 a month times two people times 25 years equals $150,000. The total, $392,400. That's more than half of your $750,000 nest egg just for healthcare. Here's your healthcare shield. Three layers of protection that cut this cost by 40 to 50%. Layer number one is the HSA supercharger if you're not retired yet. If you're 55 to 64 and still working, max out your health savings account now. That's $8,300 a year for couples and $4,150 for singles. Why is this magic? Contributions are tax deductible. That saves you 22 to 24% immediately. Then it grows tax-free, and make sure you invest your HSA and not just keep it in some type of stable value fund. Invest it, don't just save it. And then you get tax-free withdrawals for medical expenses forever. And after age 65, it becomes like a regular IRA for non-medical expenses. You just have to pay the taxes. Fund this for 10 years, age 55 to 65, and you'll have $110,000 to $130,000 for healthcare. That's a third of your healthcare costs covered tax-free. Layer number two is Medicare optimization, age 65. Don't just default to original Medicare. You have two paths. Path A, Medicare Advantage, which costs $0 to $50 a month. That includes dental, vision, hearing, and prescriptions. The catch is limited networks, prior authorization, $6,000 to $8,000 max out of pocket. Path B, original Medicare plus some type of Medigap coverage. Then there's Plan G, which costs about $180 to $220 per month. This allows you to go to any doctor, have predictable costs, and only pay Part B deductibles, which is $240 a year. The catch is higher monthly premiums, and dental and vision is separate. For $750,000 retirees, I recommend Path B, Medigap Plan G. Here's why. It's predictable, $2,400 a year cost versus a surprise $7,000 hospital bill. When you're on a fixed income, predictability wins. Layer number three is long-term care strategy. Here's the nuclear bomb. Long-term care averages $108,000 per year for nursing home care. If one spouse needs 3 years of care, that would destroy a $750,000 portfolio. With long-term care, you have three choices. Traditional long-term care insurance, which is about $3,000 to $5,000 a year with $150,000 to $200,000 coverage. The problem, it's use it or lose it, and premiums can increase. Option two is a hybrid life long-term care policy. It costs about $50,000 to $75,000 for a one-time premium. The benefit is you get $150,000 of long-term care coverage and the death benefit if unused. The problem with this is it ties up capital and you have limited flexibility. Option three is self-insure with a Roth IRA. Set aside $150,000 in your Roth. Tax-free access if needed, and legacy money if not. But this requires discipline and reduces your investable assets. For $750,000 portfolios, I recommend option three, strategic self-insurance. Here's the math. Put $150,000 in a Roth IRA, invest it. If you never need long-term care, it grows to $300,000 and becomes tax-free legacy money for your kids. If you do need care, you withdraw tax-free without spiking your Medicare premiums or affecting Social Security taxation. Build all three layers of your healthcare shield. Your HSA covers $110,000 of costs. Medicare optimization saves about $50,000 versus the wrong choice. Long-term care self-insurance protects about $150,000. So total protected, $310,000 of your $315,000 in healthcare costs. But even with perfect healthcare planning, your money can still run out if you make this one critical spending mistake. And that's what change number five fixes. The secret that makes everything else work. All right, we're four down and one to go. If you've implemented just these first four changes, you've already added 10 to 12 years to your retirement money and set yourself up to potentially save $400,000 in taxes and healthcare costs. But this is the last one, the flexibility framework. This is the secret weapon that makes a $750,000 retirement actually work, because without this, even perfect planning falls apart, and here's why. So change number five, the flexibility framework. Here's the retirement killer nobody talks about, rigid spending. Most people set a fixed budget, say $40,000 per year, and they stick to it no matter what happens. Market crashes 30%, still withdrawing $40,000. Portfolio up 25%, still only taking $40,000. That rigidity destroys retirement portfolios, and here's what actually works. I call it the guardrail strategy. Think of your spending like driving on a mountain road. You have guardrails on both sides. A minimum you never go below, and a maximum you never exceed. In between, you adjust based upon conditions. Zone one is the lower guardrail, the essential spending, about $30,000 per year minimum. This covers your housing, food, utilities, insurance, and basic health care. The rule is never go below this, even in market crashes. This is your safety net, your non-negotiable. Zone two is the middle zone, comfortable spending. This is going to be $38,000 to $42,000 a year as your target. This adds in your dining out 2 to 4 times a month, your hobbies, your gifts, your car maintenance, and some modest travel. So this is your normal retirement lifestyle. You spend here 70% of the time. And then zone three is the upper guardrail. This is your abundant spending, about $50,000 per year maximum. This adds international travel, maybe some home improvements, helping your grandkids, or splurging a little bit. Only do this when your portfolio is up 15% or more from your baseline. This is your good year spending. Enjoy it guilt-free. And here's how this works in real life with $750,000. Year one, age 65, market's up 12%. Portfolio grows to $815,000. Spend $44,000. This gives you comfort and maybe you do a small trip. Your ending balance is $827,000. Year two, age 66, the market's up another 18%. The portfolio is at $950,000. Spend $50,000. Your upper guardrail. Book the European trip. The ending balance, $950,000. Year three, age 67, the market's down 22%. The portfolio drops to $738,000. You spend $32,000. Essential only, you cancel the trip, and you eat a little bit more at home. Your ending balance is $738,000. That's preserved capital. Year number four is age 68. The market rebounds 28%. Your portfolio is at $920,000. You spend $42,000, which is back to your comfortable zone, and you reschedule that trip. Year five, age 69, the market's flat. The portfolio is at $935,000. You spend $40,000, which is your comfortable spending zone. Ending balance, $945,000. Over a full retirement, fixed spending, your money potentially runs out at age 82. With a guardrailed flexibility approach, your money lasts past age 95. That's 13 extra years of retirement just from adjusting your spending when the market demands it. Now, here's why all five changes work together as a system. Change one, the 3.5% variable withdrawals, gives you the sustainability baseline. Change two, the tax-efficient buckets, keeps an extra $140,000 in your pocket. Change three, delay Social Security to 70, adds $237,000 in guaranteed income. Change four, the healthcare shield protects about $310,000 from medical costs. And change five, the spending flexibility adds 13 years to your money. Together, they transform $750,000 from barely enough to more than enough. Without flexibility, the other four changes don't work. With it, you've just built a bulletproof retirement plan. And one bonus thing you could do when you retire, and a lot of my clients have done this, is go back, do some part-time work, or do some consulting in their field. That'll help reduce the pressure on your portfolio in those first 5 to 7 years of retirement and allow you to go on those trips that you maybe would have postponed on those bad years when the stock market is not performing well. Now, before we wrap up, let me give you the three core wealth decision principles that make all of this work. These are the foundations I teach in my book, Momentous Decisions, and they apply to every financial decision you make. Wealth decision principle number one, flexibility beats perfection. The couples who thrive in retirement aren't the ones with perfect plans. They're the ones who adapt. Markets change, life happens, health surprises you. Your retirement plan has to bend, not break. That's why the guardrail strategy in change number five is so powerful. It gives you permission to adjust without guilt. Wealth decision principle number two, sequence matters more than the amount. It's not just about having $750,000. It's about withdrawing from the right accounts in the right order, claiming Social Security at the right time, and doing Roth conversions in the right years, if it makes sense for your particular situation. The couples who get the sequence right keep $200,000 to $300,000 more than those who don't. Same starting amount, completely different outcomes. Wealth decision principle number three, protection enables abundance. You can't enjoy retirement if you're terrified of healthcare costs or market crashes. That's why we built the healthcare shield and the spending guardrails, not to restrict you, but give you confidence. When you know your downside is protected, you can actually enjoy the upside. Protection creates freedom. Apply these principles to these five changes, and 750,000 becomes more than enough. So there you have it. The five changes that turn 750,000 into a comfortable 30-year retirement. Now, I know this is a lot to implement on your own. If you want help creating your own personalized retirement plan using these exact strategies, I work one-on-one with clients as a fiduciary advisor. There's some links to my website in the description of this podcast. But whether you work with me or do it on your own, don't ignore this. I've seen too many couples at age 75 realize they made irreversible mistakes at 65. You can't go back and reclaim Social Security. You can't undo years of inefficient withdrawals. The time to get this right is now, before you retire or in those first few years. If this video helped you, do me a favor and hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. I release a new Wealth Decisions episode every week. And next week, I'm going to be covering something you need to hear, so you're not going to want to miss it. To make this easy for you, I've created a one-page PDF checklist of these five changes that you can download and fill out with your spouse. The link is in the description, so grab that before you leave. And drop a comment below and let me know which of these five changes surprised you the most. Or if you're already retired, which one do you wish you would have known earlier? Once again, thanks for listening. This is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and I hope to see you next week.